Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, good. Just hurt my neck while sleeping. I can't really move to the right.
Oh, nice. Well, at least it's a weekend. Hopefully you can get some more rest and adjust it back to normal.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, where is this? Where can I claim the host?
What are you saying?
I'm looking for the point where I can claim the host.
Oh
Ah,
yeah.
there, I found it. Oh, and emotionally, I'm still in Italy for the Olympics.
You were in Italy last week?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
I came back yesterday.
Oh, so that's a good vacation, I guess.
I was a volunteer in
Nice.
Ante Selva for biathlon, so I
Oh.
worked.
Oh. Well, I guess it's a good situation that you get to be part of the Olympics, right?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I've been one Monday I've been to Milan and watching hockey, the women, Germany against France, and on another Monday I've been to Cortina watching curling. That was really great.
Yeah, jealous.
And today I will be watching hockey, the semifinals. And I have to say, I'm for Slovakia.
Oh, interesting.
Because I know one of the guys. I drove him in November. So. Yeah, but probably US will win.
Hey, Suzanne, I didn't think you'd be here.
Yeah, I returned yesterday.
Okay. Did you see the hockey game yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And today I'll be watching it, Slovakia, USA, but I'll be cheering for Slovakia because I know some of those players.
Oh, that's cool. Did you go to the women's free too?
On Monday the 9th, I've been to Milan and watched Germany against France. Yeah, that was cool. I've been to curling, which was surprisingly loud. I
Yeah.
didn't know curling is this loud. And I got one time up to the biathlon arena and watched the sprint of the women's.
Okay.
Yeah, where great 2 weeks, but now I'm back. Slept in my own bed, hurt my neck.
Oh. Well, we were watching the women's free skate last night. That was
Oh.
exciting, so.
Okay. Yeah, I watched the hockey final.
Well, that was pretty exciting too. They were both great.
Yeah.
But you know, last year my family and we went to the figure skating world championships when they were in Boston. So Alyssa Liu did the same program.
Ah, okay.
Was exciting. It's like a different experience seeing it on TV than getting to see it in person, but
Yeah. I was so sad for Ilya Malinin.
yeah, he did. I'm glad we got to see him in person last year too, and he really had a phenomenal skate. It's too bad he couldn't do it this year.
Yeah, but the Kazakhstan boy, he was really good.
He is. I hate his music, I have
Yeah.
there's too much like high level non-musical notes coming from a woman in that song for me, I guess. But yeah, he had some phenomenal jump combinations, like his triple salchow, Euler, and then quad,
Yeah. No, it's really good.
triple axel, pardon me. Yeah, so that's like he's unique in the world for doing that one.
It'll be interesting next week. No more Olympics.
I know. I
The
gotta.
last 2 weeks, Olympics, curling, 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 or curling, and next week back to normal. Okay. I don't see Dennis or Joe. So give it another minute, because Joe will want to discuss the
Here's Dennis.
prepayment. Yeah, Dennis is there.
Hello.
Okay, as we wait for Joe, welcome everybody, good morning or good afternoon. So we have an implementers topic we can discuss while we're waiting. Just need to get it done.
I'm happy to look at that implementers topic, but also I'm wondering if anyone has anything else they might want to say about the search question I posted in the chat. I don't know if everyone had a chance to see that necessarily, but the gist of it is it was just a question about when you are searching for like numeric fields primarily, like the purchase order number, vendor reference number, any of the various numbers, product identification number, various numbers that you might be using to identify an order record, an order line, that basically we're asking, are you typically relying on the contains type of search that we currently have, or would you, and maybe you did in the past, have a system that used exact match, so you had to put in the exact number, but when you did, you were only getting one result back, kind of thing. Or a starts with, where you put in the number and you might get a few results back if there are like longer numbers, for example, in the system, something along those lines. So there's a question in the chat about this because we're reviewing the indexes that we currently have for the orders application, and the contains type of search is not overly performant. So we're always thinking about ways to improve the performance of search in these applications, and that would be one way that we could just in general improve the performance of search, would be to set the default to an exact match and possibly like allow you to add a wild card to so that you as the person searching would control whether you want it to be an exact match search, or to be a starts with, or to be a contains type of search. So just, if we have a minute here, I just thought I would ask that question. There's a post in the Slack channel about this. So if you have a thought and you just want to add it there in Slack, you should be able to find that comment, pretty recent comment in Slack. Or if we have a minute here, maybe someone wants to say something.
So, Dennis, did you, there is already kind of a thread answer. Kristen responded, then Peter responded, I responded, and we've all kind of come down similarly, but also a little bit differently. Like, I've really relied on this for different workflows. I've set up my PO numbers based on this. So, without wild cards, I would be up the creek without a paddle.
Yeah, I'm glad you saw this comment and made that comment. I'm kind of wondering if you feel, if we change the default, would that also kind of put you in a tough place? Given that anyone searching would now have to be conscious of the fact that if they want to use contains, they have to add an asterisk to both sides of their number or something.
Kristen?
Yeah, I know that the App Interaction group has talked about consistency with search. So I would think that if there was, I mean, and Sarah can answer this. I don't know how difficult this would be, but I think there should be consistency to allow people to use wild cards if they want to use wild cards and have them be the same wild cards across the board. And that was what App Interaction kind of had a conversation back at WolfCon about. The case for us, I think that's the most like baffling with it being a contained search is when you're on a PO and you go to receive the item and then you get more POs than your PO would like to choose to receive. When we first saw that, our thought was like, there's something wrong and we accidentally connected this piece to the wrong PO. I mean, it really like, we know what it does now, but like that, if we can. That's probably not going to be, it deal with the issue of performance when searching the POs or POLs across the board. But I do think that's that feels particularly weird to choose to receive an item associated with a PO and then get result sets from multiple POs in your result set.
Yeah, because it is just doing a PO number search, and currently it's contains. So if we were to make that change the default search behavior, it would impact that as well. So it would be a little faster. Depending on your system, you might not really notice that change. But and I do remember the cross-app sig talking about this, so I know there's a pattern that we could use. But this really came up because we're trying to make the indexes more efficient. The problem with giving you choices, say, you want to be able to choose whether you do contains or a or exact match or whatever the case may be with wild cards or whatever, that means multiple indexes. So it also means the orders module gets bigger, slightly more costly to manage, and not that it would be necessarily meaningful, but we're also at the same time trying to make Folio more streamlined, and that's kind of going the other direction. So yeah, it's an interesting line to walk. Go ahead, Sarah.
So again, just to underline, so I would be fine as long as there's wild cards. I would prefer that actually to know that the default is now exact match, but that I can use wild cards to get around that rather than having to do drop downs to choose a different default of contains or starts with and then you're making that also sound more complicated and like there would have to be different indexes. So I'm used to that behavior now in inventory going to advanced and then I can change all that, right? But then that's so much more clicking. And while in inventory, it makes a lot of sense there because you're dealing with millions of records where, the difference between the title starting with Felix or containing Felix can be a big differentiator, right? For PO numbers, this is not the same case. But at the same time, I don't understand how. So, like, I've really loved that in Folio, I can now have multiple POLs and that I can go to receiving. I put in my base PO number and then they all come up. And then I can just go bang, 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 receive, 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 go down the line and work through them. That has like sped up things for me so much and is so delightful, right? And I think we also cannot forget the modals. How will this affect the modals? Because I do the same thing when I go to invoice lines, right? I'm trying to link, I go to invoice, I want to l link up all my POLs that belong on that invoice. I've made them all be the same, right? I can just put in my base PO number. All the PO lines come off. I check off all the ones that I want to add, and it's a quick thing. Like that has like saved me so much time and changing that would be really, really a big step back in my opinion, to lose that ability. And I just stress the modals because there's another with Sunflower. I just we're doing UAT right now and getting ready for Sunflower upgrade. And I realized that again, there's been a change one place, and then how that affects the modal for acquisitions is I don't think was thought about. And so I don't want us to again to think forget about the modals in different places. So I'm just raising that point too.
Yeah, that is a great point. They would all, well, any search for purchase order or purchase order line, and we do have that. We do have a plugin for purchase order line, so it would be consistent behavior there. But I think what I'm hearing is, at least from you, that you would be okay with having a default of exact match, even though you rely heavily on contains, as long as you have an easy way of, manipulating the search behavior, like adding an asterisk or something very simple. Okay.
As long as I know what I'm doing and I can do it quickly and easily, then fine.
Yeah. Kimberly?
So I have a question about how prefixes would work with this. Would it be in an exact match, including the prefix, without the prefix, or it would pick up both? So just to give a little bit of context, when we migrated in, a couple of libraries were joined together in the same system, and they put a code for our library in front of the purchase order number. Only they didn't put it as a prefix. They put it actually inside of the purchase order field. And so a lot of times everywhere else, our purchase orders are just the number and people will look it up by just the number. If we were moving to an exact match and maybe we decided to go back retroactively and kind of transfer that prefix to the prefix field, I guess I'm just wondering which
Yeah.
How would that work for prefixes and suffixes?
It's a good question. I might be jumping the gun trying to answer that, but I'm pretty sure it would be an exact match for the prefix. Like if you're going to use a filter and you're picking a prefix there, the system is only looking for that prefix. And then your number search would still be an exact match unless you used a wildcard. So it would be like, it has to have this prefix and it has to have this exact number after that prefix. If you add your alphanumeric to the actual PO number input field, that would be part of the exact match. Hope that makes
Okay.
sense.
So when I'm if I'm just searching without any filters, the prefix would not
It
be an
shouldn't factor
included.
in. No. Because your PO number, quote unquote, is the field you're searching with the exact match.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful to know.
And I say that loosely because it may be something we need to address
This
as part
meeting
of
is
the
leading to closure.
implementation, because we're there was a time when we actually stored all of it together, like the prefix, the suffix, but I'm pretty sure that the search is just looking at that piece. Like the system basically breaks them apart for all that behavior. Anyway, not to get into weeds, but yeah, there could be some variation there. So I appreciate you bringing that up. I have one last question on this then. And it's like a sort of a general group question, and then I will stop talking. The question is, if we were to change the search behavior in this way, how disruptive would that be? Just want to have a little conversation about this, because let's say, it's not gonna be Trillium, but well, I suppose it could be. But let's say for the V release, all of a sudden the search behavior is now exact match for POL, and there's a pattern that we're following that was laid out by the cross-app sig. I think there are other applications that use the wildcard pattern, like adding an asterisk. Pretty sure. I can't remember which ones, but I know I've seen it. So I'm just asking the question to get your reactions to this. Assuming we, add some information to release notes and all this stuff, how many people are actually going to review that? How disruptive do you think this would be if the behavior does change?
I
Yeah,
would
I
just
think
say that
inventory
you
may have to
have
monitor.
to you you it definitely has to be I have to how to say this made known repeatedly, right? So we all go to the releases at different times, and it might be buried somewhere, but when you're there are gotchas. Right. Like right now, for example, like I said, we're doing UAT for Sunflower, right? I know I knew this at one point, right? Many, many, many months ago when Sunflower was, preparing for general release, or we were talking about what was going to be in Sunflower. But I had forgotten in the interim that now in inventory, it is no longer the default that staff suppressed instances are that the setting is automatically the default is to not show those. So the now both yes and no are toggled off for the default for inventory, for instance, suppression. Right. And so I like, but it's not like in the like, oh, this is UX prop, blah, 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 or this is, the new feature, this is the new thing, right? It just kind of like you had to like rediscover it. And then that's the one where I'm like, oh, well, now in acquisitions modal, when I go to go look up a thing in inventory to connect to, I have to remember that now I am seeing staff suppress things. Because the toggle is toggled off, right? Like, so these interplays, they need to be broadcasted, even though they seem minor and little, they need to be, we need the reminders more often. And it's these little things that get you, not, right? Like, so if I have to then introduce new behavior to people, right? I have to come up with new workflows and say, okay, everybody that works with this, remember, it's no longer contains. Now you have to remember to use wildcards. And previously, people are not used to doing that. I will get emails. I can't find this. Where is it? What happened? Right? And like, it will take me a while to get everybody adjusted to that. So again, I think we need help with, if you're talking vetch or whatever the V is going to be, that's a long way off. And we've talked about it now. I'm not going to remember.
I know. This is what I'm asking because I can just picturing this scenario where because we're going from contains to exact, potentially as a default, like people are going to show up and do their search and get no results and panic, and then you're going to hear about it. Like that's 100% going to be a scenario for a lot of people. So my impression would be it's going to be quite disruptive. And is it worth the benefits in the short or the long term to have this different behavior? I don't know.
So,
That's
can
a
I ask you a
question.
question about the benefits as I'm thinking about this? As you
Yeah.
mentioned, one of your reasons for looking at doing this was for
Performance.
performance.
Yeah.
So, all of us on Folio, unless some of us are here and we're like, we're moving off of this system pretty soon. I don't know if that's true, but we're not planning it at Chicago. So, our orders file is going to continue to grow. I mean, the number of
Yes.
closed orders will just grow every year. Do you have a sense of like what kind of improvements to performance this would give? Because if we are trying to weigh sort of a cost benefit, what's the disruption? It's also going to be disruptive if in a couple of years, we're all waiting around watching the wheels spin for all it turns and churns out the results. And so that might be helpful to know as we're trying to weigh like, do we need
For
to?
sure, the choice. I agree, and we're trying to figure that exact thing out because we're really talking about death by a thousand cuts here kind of gains. Like we're looking at all the indexes in the orders application, not just the PO number field, for example, but like all of the filters and everything, and we're trying to find, fractions of seconds because it does make a overall impact. But this one particular field, we're talking just about PO number. Is it going to be meaningful? What number of POLs or what number of POs do you have to have for it to be meaningful? We need to do more testing to figure that out, but yeah, I guess that's part of what I'm trying to assess, trying to get a better kind of qualitative feel for the impact of this change and what would make the most sense for all of you. And it does sound like having exact match search would probably be a better fit, at least for these number fields, as long as there's an optional, another optional wildcard feature. Addressing the title search was kind of interesting that I think Peter brought up in the Slack channel. That's something that we could do at the same time. We're tweaking all these indexes, but then the offshoot of all of this is how do we make it obvious to people that the behavior is changing, not create a massive hurricane of support problems for everybody. Yeah, so we'll know more. I appreciate everyone taking the time to have some conversation on this. If you have any other thoughts, of course, please add them to Slack. This conversation doesn't have to end necessarily here, but we can maybe move on to another topic. Thanks.
Okay. So we have a implementers topic from Anne from November, which she wanted to schedule when Dennis is here, so I guess we can have a look at it. Okay. Anne, will you explain?
Yes. So when you are looking at the fund screen, if the unavailable for a fund is actually negative, the system automatically flips it to zero. And to me, this is in the fun screen, this is a financial control. I mean, this is the only place that we have control over the financial numbers. And when you flip that to zero, any report we run on funds does not balance to what Folio says. We have a few funds that naturally run in deficit because we capture discounts in a separate fund if we've processed a credit against a fund. while I understand the use of the unavailable, it also causes problems when we're trying to reconcile fund reports to Folio because in essence, it's being filtered. It's not what you have.
'Cause in your situation, the available amount is negative, presumably, right?
Yes.
But the un you're saying the unavailable number in financial activity and overages that area is a min value of zero. Like
Right.
it won't be less than zero, yeah. I'm trying to remember exactly why we put a min value on that number. That was quite a while ago. In your reporting, are those reports coming from, like, is that CSV export
No.
related reporting? No, that's like
No, it's
you're
we
pulling
created
the budget records.
we're yes, we're pulling it through MetaDB. And it's a basic fund report, but because it's looking at the activity as it is, it'll never balance to Folio because of this
Hello,
filter.
video conference. Yeah, because you have that min value there.
Yes. Honestly, I think it should be renamed and the filter taken off. And I think it should be renamed net activity. Because the activity that it's representing is encumbrances, expenditures, credits, awaiting payments.
So your use case there is just you have a fund that when you say runs a deficit, like you've probably allocated some money there, but you just let it run beyond that. Or is it like you don't allocate to that fund because you maybe don't necessarily have a specific budget for it. You just spend against that.
So at the beginning of the year, I have at least two funds that run in deficit. The one that mainly runs in deficit is the discounts fund that they sweep at the end of the year to cover whatever. But I have another fund that does receive an allocation, but it receives a credit because it gets a tr basically, an expense transfer happens against this fund to properly assign the expense in another area, but credits it in a central area. And that fund runs in deficit until the charges through that fund actually come through. So when that flips to zero in my fund balance, the charge is being reflected in my fund structure, but the credit is not because it's being flipped automatically to zero because the fund's in deficit until all the charges have come through.
So the discounts fund, are you actually like processing credit invoices there? Like pretty much exclusively credit invoices
Yes.
for the discounts. Okay. So
Well,
if.
it's the discount portion on an invoice if it
Oh, I
there's
see.
criteria.
Yeah.
There's criteria for it
But
to
it.
go against the discount fund.
Does, do, but the activity shows up as credits or
Yes.
no? It
Yes.
does, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you end up, so you have this discounts fund that has a bunch of credit transactions against it, which means it's always going to be running.
Yes, until we sweep the fund and apply it elsewhere.
Yeah. But at the moment, the unavailable amount is zero. So you have to look at available to see that there's actually money to be used there.
Yes.
Yeah. I see the issue with that.
And
And
honestly, I would think it's an
the
audit concern that you
is it
can't look at your system and see a true balance.
and it doesn't show up as or wouldn't show up as overexpended or overencumbered either. It would just be zeros.
Right.
Yeah. That does seem odd. I'm just thinking, I think I'm gonna just take this back to the development teams first to see what exactly that might impact, because I don't know if there would be downstream effects of allowing that number to be negative. I'm assuming there are going to be, and that's why we made it a min value zero, like it'll affect other formulas, but I mean, it makes sense to me why you'd want it to be negative. So I think we just need to look at the calculations and just see if that is going to be problematic or not. And then we can maybe talk a little bit more in this group if there are any ramifications of making that change, say. And then I can get a story created.
Okay.
Yeah. Does anyone else, mean, is anyone relying on that not being a negative number for any reason? The unavailable amount. We display unavailable on in a lot of places as well, right? Like we display it on the fund view, the fiscal year view, the ledger view. Net activity. I mean, it's a really interesting idea as well. I sort of feel like that actually would be more appropriate. I don't mind that idea at all. Renaming things is real difficult, though, unfortunately.
I know,
But
I
that's
know.
no excuse. But that could be, it sounds so simple, but that could be an absolute rat's nest of something to do. But yeah, it does seem logical to me as well. Anyhow, I can take that away and come back with some more information.
Thank you.
Yeah. You bet.
Okay, there's another one. Oh, that's from us. Yeah, duplicate order, purchase order lines. I'm trying to remember what we said about this one. Yeah. If they have an order with like from the same vendor and 10 lines are almost the same, and then they have five from another five different from the first 10 and another five from the first 10. They want to duplicate like the first. I guess that was it.
Let me just
Yeah,
recite
I'm
that back.
sorry.
So, like duplicating an order with multiple lines on it, but
No,
only wanting to
only the
duplicate.
line. Only the
Oh,
line.
just duplicating the line, the order
Yeah.
line. Yeah, I think we've had this feedback before. I mean, is there, if there's a use case there, I'm not looking at the actual page at the moment, but I think that's all we need with this is just a couple of use cases for duplicating the order lines. So have something to work from in terms of like how all the data points should be treated when you're duplicating an order line. Like, do you really want it to duplicate everything? Should it leave out the note fields or So having a couple use cases there that are as specific as possible
I
would
will
be
tell them.
helpful. And yeah, I think we can we should just create a Jira issue for this to track it. It seems logical, just
I don't know if the
saves
other
time.
Germans are this are using this or are this complicated, but Bavaria is very complicated.
Fair enough.
One thing that you just said, Dennis, so my personal feeling is it's much easier to hit that little delete button, the little trash can, than to rewrite the note. So I would take duplicate everything and I can get rid of easily, quickly what I don't want. But it's much harder to add it all back. And I'm trying to remember when we duplicate, can we duplicate orders? Because we can definitely duplicate invoices.
Yeah, you can duplicate an order.
But it doesn't duplicate the POL then as well, right? It just goes
It
blank.
does. It'll duplicate everything. Yeah.
Okay.
When you duplicate the order. But in this scenario, you're kind of like, I want to create one POL and then duplicate it a bunch of times.
No, yes, that I understand the
Yeah.
difference. I was just trying to remember. So,
Yeah.
thank you.
Yeah, technically not difficult, I don't think. Just a matter of making sure we have some use cases and creating a story for
Yeah, I will tell them. Okay. And there's another one from Kimberly.
Okay, yes, let me remember what. So I think I actually brought this to App Interaction as well, but it was just something that I noticed when. So I use tabbing through fields a lot so that I don't have to like go to the mouse and find the next place. And I noticed that when you're adding when you press the space bar to create like a new item where the active location, it will actually skip the accordion, the section that you just added. And that seems unhelpful for when you're trying to go through that way because then you have to kind of shift tab to go back to what you just added, to the start of what you just added to fill it in. I don't know if that makes sense, but
You mean when you're working through with the keyboard
yes.
and you're selecting a location?
I think so. For example, I think SNA was maybe one of them, or anything where you're sort of adding a section like with multiple fields.
Oh, field set.
It
Like that blue
will.
button where you're like add locations or add fun distributions.
Yes, the button. So, like if I tab in the POL from renewal note to over the add vendor reference number button and then press space, it will the active the focus will be still on that add vendor reference number button. Like it will have completely skipped the field to add the vendor reference number and to add the vendor reference number type. So then you have to shift tab to go backwards.
To go to the field set.
It doesn't just start at the
The field
beginning
set.
field of that
It's kind of
addition.
assuming, it's maybe assuming that you want to add multiple versus like populate the one that you added.
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Admittedly, I don't know what the sort of best practice would be for that from a usability or accessibility standpoint. Like this, I think crosses over into accessibility because it's keyboard navigation, but
Yeah, and Alyssa put in
yeah,
the
we could look
chat
this up.
that App Interaction had looked at a bunch of these. Their recommendation when I brought it to them, though, was to still bring it to, because for the PO
Bring it up,
related ones, to bring it here. So I was just wanted to bring it here as well, so that
yeah.
you're aware of it.
Did they, like, did they do an accessibility evaluation? Is that why that this was brought up, or?
I had just noticed it while working through, especially doing like testing various things. It's just an efficient, it was just an efficiency issue that I hit. And so then I brought it to App Interaction. And I'm not sure. I know they did a testing day where they went through and checked a whole bunch of
Stuff, yeah.
stuff.
It's kind of an interesting case, I think. I could see it, like kind of either way, that if you click it, it should bring your focus to the field set. I kind of leaning towards that probably is the most appropriate accessibility thing. Our path that if you add the field set, it should immediately take you to the first field in that field set to populate it, and then back to the button after. Yeah, I don't, I'm not a accessibility expert though, so I can ask because there's a group that evaluates this stuff. I think out of Boulder, I think there's still helping Folio out as well with accessibility evaluations. Long story short, I will create an issue to review this and we'll get a better answer. I mean, it does seem logical that you want to fill the field set in, but just want to make sure that it's not violating any accessibility standard or anything to do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Owen?
Yeah, I was just going to say that the cross-app group did look at this and did try to document, did try to do a set of te checking to see where this issue occurred. The outcome of that was, I think, Tara Barnett, who's the current, what's the word, convener of the group, is meant to be talking to Kalila about the best way of raising issues to fix these behaviors across Folio. I think Kalila maybe had a similar concern to the one that you've just raised, Dennis, that we don't put in a blanket solution that is not always the right one. But as you say, I think generally, and we did have an accessibility expert from the community on that call in the cross app SIG, who said generally that it should take you to the first active element of the new field set. But yeah, so I believe Tara will be t speaking to Kalila as a next action from the cross-app group.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. I'll just capture that as a note here so we know. And I can ping Kalila just to let her know that, we definitely have these issues and orders, just in case that wasn't obvious.
Yeah, Kimberly posted the spreadsheet of the cross-app group. Okay, there's no other implementers topic. Does anybody have any topic for now? Then we got 12 minutes. Owen!
not a topic, but just to say, in case anybody hasn't seen it and is interested in the agreements and licenses app, we have been doing an implementation of acquisitions units, and I'm hoping to start user acceptance testing UAT for that functionality next week. So if anybody's interested in checking out that functionality, it's essentially the same functionality. There are some minor differences in terms of UI between how that's implemented in orders and the rest of the acquisitions applications versus agreements and licenses. But if anybody's interested, then they should join the ERM team channel in Folio Slack and they'll see announcements there. Or if they want to just give it a go and send me feedback, that's fine as well.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Then have a nice weekend.
Thanks all.
Amazing. Bye. Thanks everyone. Cheers.